Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Powered by Football podcast, your favourite Power Chair football podcast hosted by Jackson Taylor. Firstly, I do apologise. I know I said last week that I would hope to get the episode out on time, and I know that I didn't, so I'm really sorry about that, but I did try very hard for you guys, and it just, didn't happen, didn't come to fruition. So it will be coming out as soon as you guys are hearing it, I guess. We've got a massive episode for you today. We got the power round discussing rounds 11, 12, and 13, which happened over the weekend. We had games both on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, we've got 12 games for you. We've got Football St George versus the Western Sydney Wanderers in both the Championship and the Premiership. We've got the Newcastle Jets versus Hills United in both the Championship and the Premiership. We've got a Sydney Derby, Sydney FC versus the Western Sydney Wanderers in both competitions. On the second day, we had the Newcastle Jets versus Football St George in both competitions. We had Hills United versus Sydney FC in both competitions. And lastly, we had the Western Sydney Wanderers versus the Newcastle Jets in the Championship and the Premiership. So, without further ado, let's get into it. In the first game of the weekend of the Power Round, we had the Western Sydney Wanderers versus Football St George in the Championship, and there was a goal in the first half within probably the first half of the first half, which saw Jake Vidakovic assist Ruby McLean from a flick at a tight angle. There's a one-on-one between myself and Jake, basically at the corner, and he was able to beat me out, flick on, and Ruby was able to clinically finish, sending St George 1-0 up, and that just really set the tone for the game. Whilst myself and the rest of the Wanderers boys were giving a lot back, we weren't, able to equalise for the rest of the half, so the score at halftime sat at 1-0, and then throughout the rest of the game, really, it could be said that there was a lot of pressure from both sides. Both teams just giving it their all to make their mark on the match. But it was Ruby McLean's goal that would separate the two sides. The full-time score also being 1-0 to Football St George. In the Premiership game, there was an instant goal when Jonathan Reyes assisted Steve Webb. This is within a minute or so. Really, really good. And, Football St George are very clinical and very strong-minded throughout the game. They'd never back down, going 1-0 down at such an early stage. Chris Turnbull assisted Abdullah Karim later on in the first half to equalise a good set of passes to get that one going. Some strong St George pressure in the second half after the half-time score being 1-1 was rewarded in the second half when Abdullah Karim set Mitch Albert up well to send his side 2-1 up. And after that, there wasn't really much more to write home about. The game sort of, simmered off after that, and the score was 2-1 to Football St George. The Wanderers' early goal not meaning as much as they would have hoped, leaving much more to be desired for the rest of the weekend. And then into the third game of the day in Newcastle versus Hills United in the Championship, there was high pressure from the Hills going across the face of the goal, but it was unable to be converted. There's a free kick not long after on the edge of the box, which was given to Hills after some contact from the goalkeeper, which resulted in the Newcastle defence in an attempt to clear, turning it into their own net, unfortunately, sending the Hills 1-0 up. Not much else happened throughout the rest of the first half, and the score remained 1-0 to the Hills. And upon the return of the match, there was a high challenge for the Hills, which was saved on the line from the Newcastle defence. Done really well there. You can definitely see the growth of that Newcastle side. There was a strong chance for Hills not long after, but it was just too fast, unable to be converted. And Newcastle cleared another chance of Hills's not long after that to keep the score at 1-0, just clinging on to this, result. Because even though it doesn't get them any points on the board, they really want to show that they're growing, and results like a 1-0 loss would show so much to that compared to some of the more drastic losses that they had experienced early on in the season. And, they had a corner for their own, which was defended well by the Hills towards the end of the match, so they weren't able to convert in this match. And the full-time whistle blew, and Hills United defeated Newcastle 1-0, and that is the best loss that the Newcastle Championship side have had all season. It was really, really impressive. Whilst I did interview one of the players, Kai, from the Newcastle Championship side on their improvement, I also spoke to him about one of the other games, so I'm going to insert it after that match rather than this one. Moving over to the Premiership game now for the Newcastle Jets and Hills United, and there was strong pressure in the opening minutes, which saw Newcastle winning a corner, but it only went out for a goal kick. Some strong passing not long after saw Dimitri Leoliadavis set Shannon Alnazar up well to go 1-0 up. And this Newcastle pressure was a bit of an avalanche against the Hills, just, interceptions coming left, right, and centre, really, really well handled, especially by Lachie Nyndham. He was quite good in the first half there. And there was a strong spin hit for Shannon Alnazar towards the end of the first half, which sees him double the lead for Newcastle, and the score was 2-0 at the break. Moving into the second half, and there wasn't much more action throughout the match, really. Newcastle holding a majority of the chances, but as much as they pried and pried and pried, they weren't able to get through the defense anymore, and the score remained 2-0 to the Newcastle Jets. Over to the Sydney Derby in the Championship, the Western Sydney Wanderers versus Sydney FC. Wanderers put immediate pressure on in the opening minutes, but they weren't able to convert. There was some strong Sydney chances as well not long afterwards, but they weren't able to convert a ball blazing across the face of the goal. A 2-on-1 at a tight angle for Sydney FC from a retreating goalkeeper forced a corner, but that wasn't converted, and the halftime score was nil all between the two sides. A high sideline for Sydney was saved well by Jono Reyes, doing really, really well to keep the clean sheet for myself and the rest of the Western Sydney Wanderers team. A 2-on-1 chance for Sydney on the edge of their attacking box broke down due to a 2-on-1 of their own. Just, both teams really trying to get out at Sydney, probably, realistically weren't at their best in this game, and my Wanderers were really hoping to get a result out of that, pouncing off a Wanderers goal kick. A 1-on-1 between George Tiong and Rameth Harris lands directly to who else but Riley Brown for him to send Sydney FC 1-0 up with less than 5 minutes left in the game. A really devastating blow for myself and the boys. We were really hoping to get a result in that game, but, being 1-0 down, there wasn't much time left. We didn't think there was much for us to do. But a high sideline for Sydney after a strong save from myself spurred a counter-attack. We won a 2-on-1 from a tight angle as the goalkeeper was retreating and he wasn't in the box. Jesse Eze took the free kick in the corner, landed directly to me, and I was able to slot it in with a minute or so to spare and equalising that up. And that was the last moment of action in the game. I was very, very happy to score against the Sky Blues. It's always, one of my favourite things to do. And yeah, the full-time score was 1-1 between the Western Sydney Wanderers and Sydney FC in the Championship. Moving over to the Premiership game now. There was pressure in the opening minutes from the Wanderers, but once again it could not be converted. End-to-end action throughout the rest of the start of the first half, but neither side was really clinical enough. Some strong passing sees a good shot from Josh Ryan, but goes just wide. A free kick on the edge of the box for Sydney just before the break sees Josh Ryan send the ball directly into Ben Keate, the rebound landing just, straight back to him pretty much. It landed right to him well enough for him to squeeze a ball between the Wanderers defense of Keate and Andy Waite to send Sydney FC 1-0 up, basically as the whistle blew for half time. A high sideline for Sydney was too fast for Fletcher Ball upon the return of the match to double Sydney's lead within a couple of minutes. Say, quick counter not long after from the Wanderers sees Steve Webb set up Jonathan Raya as well, and his shot split the defence, equalising for the Wanderers with 10 to go. So some hope in there for the Wanderers. Really, really happy with that. Happy for Jono to get his goal. A shot from Chris Suffield not long after that grazed the post and goes out for a corner. The resulting corner was somewhat cleared from the Wanderers. Sydney intercepted a Wanderers counter, which allowed for Josh Ryan to set Chris Suffield up well with a few minutes left to return the lead for the Sky Blues. Another wonderful shot and goal from Chris, as much as I hate to say it as a Wanderers player myself. Wanderers get some chances to equalise before the end of the match, but they just weren't able to convert, and Sydney FC win another Sydney derby in this year's competition, 2-1 over the Western Sydney Wanderers. And in the next game of the weekend, Football St George versus the Newcastle Jets in the Championship, and Finn O'Donovan starts the game pouncing on a clearance from the Newcastle defence, sending his side 1-0 up. A corner for St George is cleared well by the Newcastle defence, keeping their defence respectable. Penalty for St George is saved well by the Newcastle goalkeeper, but the rebound was scored by Finn O'Donovan. There was a corner not long after for Newcastle, but that opportunity was wasted, unfortunately, and the half-time score would stay at 2-0 to Football St George. St George applied some extra pressure throughout the start of the second half, but they just weren't able to convert, and this notion would continue throughout the rest of the match. They just weren't able to get going at all in the second half, and Newcastle didn't concede a goal for the whole 20 minutes. The full-time score mirroring the half-time score being 2-0 to Football St George. I interviewed Kai Hopkinson of the Newcastle Championship side to talk about Newcastle's sort of development in the competition this season, from where they started to where they are now. Here's that clip.
All
Go
right,
now.
hello guys. I am Kai Hopkinson. I am 9 years old and I play for Newcastle Jets.
So Kai, there was obviously this weekend we've got the Power Round going, and you've had some amazing results so far.
We have.
You know, you've lost 1-0 and 2-0 so far, and coming from some 10-0s and
Yeah.
8-0s and stuff, that's some massive improvement. How
Thank you.
confident are you of getting a result this year, getting, you know, a draw, maybe a win in there somewhere?
50-50,
Yeah.
because I'm the most capable on my team. Everybody else, is a bit ish. It's a bit hard for them. Like Greta, Molly, Spencer. Creep is okay, but yeah.
Oh, well, let's not downplay them. They've all got some very good talents, and I think they're all growing and learning.
They are.
You know, so as I love that confidence though. That is nice from you. And this is obviously your first year playing
First
the
year, yeah.
sport.
First season.
Yeah, I wanted to just ask, like, you know, how have you enjoyed the sport so far?
I love it. It's my top first sport.
Top first sport? I like it.
Top one.
What do you love about it so much?
That any age can play. Everybody's so nice, and just how you're able to be capable of it. Like anybody can do all of this.
Yeah,
Unlike I
it's.
play actual soccer in real life, not good.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's a beautiful sport and a beautiful community, and
I love it.
I'm glad that you've been able to come and play the sport and get to enjoy it as much as I do. And you know, I've noticed watching you play the past few games that, you know, you've already started barking at the defense and telling everyone what to do. How do you feel that, you know, your confidence, which you've already shown off a bit in this interview, how do you think that confidence helps the team?
Well, I think it is good to have an extra support, and the confidence is good because if you're like, no, we're not gonna win, then there is no way you're gonna win.
Yeah, I think it's really good, especially seeing some of the corners you guys were up against, and you were, you know, in the right spot straight away, and then telling everyone else what to do. And I think, you know, Newcastle have got a good leader in the future to come up. You know, one other thing that I wanted to talk to you, obviously, hasn't happened this week, but I've seen it in past weeks, is that you've been able to come on in the Premier League a bit.
Few days, yeah.
Yeah,
Only
so.
for a little bit of time, though.
Yeah, so what's it like getting some, you know, first grade experience so quickly?
Pretty good, but I still got a lot to learn if I actually want to be proper Premiership. But there is one thing I know, I'm always going to be with the Jets.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. I'm glad that you're happy there and that you're confident in yourself and you're growing. So that pretty much wraps up the interview. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
I want to thank my coach Jason for helping me with those corners and doing it.
Awesome.
And I can't wait to verse you at the match, Jackson.
I'll see you there, Kai.
All right.
All right.
Signing out. Bye.
Moving over to the Football St George versus Newcastle Jets Premiership match. And there was some good pressure from Newcastle in the opening minutes, but it was defended quite well from Football St George. They applied some pressure of their own, but you know, both defenses stayed strong in the opening 20. Neither team able to convert the half-time score. being a nil all. A corner was saved on the line from Football St George to keep the scores level. And not long after that, there was a reflex save from Abdullah Karim to keep St George in the game. Really, really, really well done. And not long after that, there's some strong passing which saw Ryan Sack set Lucas Timotheo to send Newcastle 1-0 up. And that was it. That was all of the action for the game. Newcastle defeated Football St George 1-0 to keep their spot, firm on the top of the table. I interviewed the goal scorer, Lucas, over his goal and his involvement in the New South Wales comp. So here's that clip.
Hello, my name is Lucas Timotheo. I'm 17 and I play for Newcastle Jets.
So Lucas, how do you feel you've been integrated so far into this Newcastle team?
They've helped me a lot with learning how to play better.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So what, obviously you got involved a bit, just adding a few questions off the cuff here, sorry. You were involved a bit with Nationals. How do you feel that sort of helped you grow a bit during that competition?
It helped me with passing, dribbling.
Yeah, nice. They've got a good structure at Newcastle, so
Yeah.
it's really, really exciting to see it help grow players like yourself.
Yes.
And you were brought in this weekend. We got the power round going on, so you were flown out
Yeah.
to play. Was this decision sort of reactionary to Chris Haskins's chair
Yes.
breaking down? Yep.
Yeah. It was
Okay.
with Chris Hatzis's chair.
So how long ago was this plan? How many days have you known?
He told me on Tuesday,
Yeah.
and then we messaged Demetri and Cameron, and we
Yep.
said we'll come
Yep.
and help
Awesome.
out.
Awesome. I love that. I love the spur of the moment decisions there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And do you feel that you'd play much differently in this competition?
Maybe a bit more attacking,
Yeah.
more aggressive.
Yeah.
But in Melbourne, I play more defensive.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And obviously playing that more attacking role per se, you got your first goal today, the
Yeah.
decisive goal in the match. How does it feel?
It was pretty good. Good feeling to score my first goal in the Sydney competition.
Yeah, nice. Much more to come from you, I
Yes.
suspect. All right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, whenever you're over next, I guess we'll see. Oh, you got another game today, don't
Yeah.
you? Against us. Oh well. Please be nice. All right. Well, if anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
No, it's all right.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you.
It's all right.
Moving on to Hills United versus Sydney FC in the championship, and there was a strong start for Sydney FC, which sees Riley Brown nail a solo goal in the first minute or so, setting the tone of the match. Both teams continued to press throughout the rest of the first half, but neither were able to convert. There was a high sideline for Sydney, which was defended pretty well at the start of the second half. Nothing else came of it. Some strong passing not long after that saw Harry Simmons smack a strong ball for George Tiong to tap into double Sydney's lead. Harry doing most of the heavy lifting in that goal there. George in the right place at the right time, but that's how you got to get those goals. So pretty happy for both of those boys. Not long after that, Lachie Ninham attempted to dribble around the Sydney defence, but it was saved pretty well on the line, and Sydney get to keep their clean sheet. The full-time whistle declaring Sydney beating the Hills 2-0. In the Hills versus Sydney FC Premiership game, there was some strong Sydney pressure in the opening minutes, which wasn't able to be converted. A high sideline for the Hills not long after was cleared well. The rare chances for the Hills just weren't coming to fruition. Some strong passing for Sydney sees Fletcher Ball set Chris Suffield up well minutes later to send the Sky Blues 1-0 up. Sydney applying immediate pressure after going 1-0 up, but they weren't able to, continue to grow their lead at that time. That is until Chris Suffield played a ball perfectly for Josh Ryan from a corner to double the lead for Sydney FC at the near post. Doing really, really well there. Sydney continuing to apply pressure throughout the rest of the first half, but are unable to convert their given chances. The halftime score 2-0 to the Sky Blues. Some suffocating pressure upon the return of the match from Sydney sees Chris Suffield set Fletcher Ball up well to make Sydney's lead extend to 3. There's some high sidelines for Sydney that were saved well. Some strong passing from Sydney saved on the line by Mallows. The Hills defense really keeping the scoreline from getting embarrassing at times. A rare Hills chance was defended quite well, and not long after that, a shot from Fletcher Ball from a counter crosses the face of goal, going just wide. Not long after that, we saw a yellow card given to Lachlan Ninham, reversing into Joshua Ryan. Don't see many cards in this competition, so there's a bit of drama for you. A results and chance sees a good string of passes from Sydney, ending in Fletcher Ball cleverly using the back of his guard to nudge the ball in for Sydney's fourth, and that would be the end of the action in the game. Sydney defeating Hills United 4-0 in the Premiership. Moving on to the final two games of the day, of the weekend, and the Western Sydney Wanderers versus the Newcastle Jets in reserve. It's a strong start from the Wanderers within the first minute or so, which saw Jesse Ezzi pounce on a miss hit from the goalkeeper, scoring from a really tight angle, sending his side 1-0 up within the first minute. Honestly, I thought it was a miss hit originally from Jess as well. I thought he was trying to pass it to me. It went in and I was like, yeah, beauty. I was happy with it. It was a really, really good goal and a good birthday present for him. He scored on his birthday. So I don't think anyone's complaining there on our camp. A high sideline minutes later goes around the wrong side of the post from a shot from Rameth Herath, and the resulting goal kick is actually pounced on by him to double their lead, you know, within 5 minutes. So, you know, it was pretty blissful for the Wanderers, 2-0 within 5 minutes. The Newcastle Jets were short a player, though, so the Wanderers and Newcastle Jets agreed to let Jonathan Reyes of the Western Sydney Wanderers to play goalkeeper for the Jets after going 2-0 down, you know, just to sort of, you know, keep the game interesting and fair and such, just so that everyone on our team was able to get involved and so that we could just have a bit more of an entertaining match. A goal kick for Newcastle was taken quickly by Jono Reyes 5 minutes or so after he came on, which Harris attempts to push back up to our attacking end. However, the ball was intercepted by Greta Serov, whose shot bounces all the way, headed towards the open goal because I was up from taking a sideline. Goes in, it's their first goal of the season, and honestly, you very rarely see a goalkeeper smile after conceding, but it was so, so nice to see these Newcastle guys finally get their goal. So as much as I'm annoyed that I didn't get to keep my clean sheet, I think this is a good excuse. I'm happy for this team, and I'm happy for Newcastle in general that they got a goal in, and wasn't much bad to say about it, really. It was a good goal. And that's about all the action that happened in the first half. The halftime score being 2-1 to the Western Sydney Wanderers. There's some strong Wanderers pressure in the opening minutes, but the team weren't able to convert. There was a high sideline halfway through the second half, but Newcastle just weren't able to convert it. They had a miss hit going on there. And a few minutes before the end of the match, there was a strong counter from the Western Sydney Wanderers, which saw myself, Jackson Taylor, dribble around the Newcastle defence to give my team their third goal. So that was the last piece of action, the Wanderers beating the Newcastle Jets 3-1. Moving over to the final game, I know we finally got there. I know it took a little while. The Western Sydney Wanderers versus the Newcastle Jets in the Premiership. And there was some strong Newcastle pressure in the opening minutes, but they just weren't able to convert. A high sideline for Newcastle about halfway through the first half sees Ryan Seck set Lucas Timotheu up well, and he squeezed the ball between the Wanderers' defence, and it just curled in, you know. They just miscalculated it, and it somehow got in from a really tight angle, so good on Lucas there. There's a three in the box given away a few minutes later to stop a likely chance for Newcastle to double their lead, but they weren't able to convert the resultant chance. Strong passing from Newcastle ends in a shot, grazing the post, but goes out for a goal kick rather than doubling the Jets' lead minutes later. And that's about it for the first half. The Newcastle Jets led the Wanderers 1-0. And upon the return of the match, there was a corner for Newcastle, which sees Lucas set Leolio Davis up well to finally get Newcastle second after they pried for their goal over and over and over. A free kick for the Wanderers on the edge of their third goes out for a goal kick. Just not very well met by me. Steve probably hit a good ball to me and didn't do the best with it, to be completely honest. Pressure from a Wanderers goal kick sees Kai Hopkinson set Leolio Davis up well for his second and Newcastle's third with 5 to go. He was very, very happy with that assist, Kai. It's his first year playing a sport, and to be getting Premier League minutes and an assist is a massive achievement, really. So I'm very happy for him. And then speaking of Kai, there was a high ball minutes later, which saw him clop a ball to the head. He, you know, very brave, decided to keep playing, stay on. You know, he, you know, seemed a bit shocked and all that when it happened, but seemed well enough to stay on the pitch, and you know, he stuck out the rest of the match as the Newcastle Jets defeated the Wanderers 3-0. Moving over to the championship table and statistics. And in the lead of the competition is Sydney FC with 8 wins, 1 draw and 1 loss. They have 25 points. Second place is taken up by Hills United. They have 6 wins, 2 draws and 2 losses. They have 20 points. Third place is taken up by the Western Sydney Wanderers with 4 wins, 3 draws and 4 losses. They have 15 points. And Football St George sit fourth. They have 4 wins, 2 draws and 4 losses on 14 points. The Newcastle Jets sit fifth with 0 wins, 0 draws and 11 losses on 0 points. On to the championship statistics, and do I even need to tell you who sits first in the goal scorers chart? It's Riley Brown of Sydney FC. He has 18. Second place is taken up by Hills United's Lachie Ninham with 9. And Sydney FC's George Tiong sits third with 7. George Tiong sits first in the assist chart. He has 9. Finn O'Donovan of Football St George sits second with 6. And Riley Brown of Sydney FC sits in third with 4. Onto the clean sheets now. Cody Town of Sydney FC has 7. Bailey Pete of Hills United has 4. And Ollie McPhail of Football St George has 3. Onto the Premiership table and statistics. And the Newcastle Jets lead the table with 9 wins, 1 draw and 1 loss. They have 28 points. Sydney FC sits second with 6 wins, 1 draw and 3 losses. They have 19 points. Football St George sit third with 5 wins, 3 draws and 2 losses. They have 18 points. The Western Sydney Wanderers sit fourth with 1 win, 2 draws and 8 losses on 5 points. And Hills United sit fifth with 1 win, 1 draw and 8 losses on 4 points. Onto the statistics now. And Abdullah Karim of Football St George leads that. He has 11. A two-way tie for second between Sydney FC's Daniel O'Brien and the Newcastle Jets' Dimitri Leolio Davis, both on 8. And Chris Hastas of the Newcastle Jets in third with 7. On the assist chart, Abdullah Karim also leads that. He has 7 for Football St George. Second place is a three-way tie between the Newcastle Jets' Dimitri Leolio Davis and Ryan Seck, as well as Sydney FC's Joshua Ryan. And third place is taken up by Sydney FC's Fletcher Ball. Over to the clean sheets. Ryan Seck of the Newcastle Jets sits in first. He has 9. And a three-way tie for second. All Sydney FC players, Joshua Ryan, Harry Simmons, and Cody Town. And that finally concludes this match day roundup of the Power Round. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode very much. I'm so sorry that it came out a little bit late, but thank you all for your patience. We will be back on time next week. So please enjoy that when we return. And yeah, let's get into the end card. You can get involved in power chair football here in New South Wales as an athlete, coach, referee, or volunteer by visiting the New South Wales Powerchair Football Association website, linked in the show notes. Our season takes place in Glenwood at the Valentine Sports Park from the 15th of February 2025 to the 12th of July 2025, every Saturday. Contact info at nswpfa.org.au for more information. Just a quick note that the views of this podcast are mine and mine alone. The opinions and thoughts expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the NSWPFA. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can follow us at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Powered by Football Podcast, or follow our Twitter account, Powered by Pod. Thanks for listening.